Some residents in McCall, Idaho, are having to take drastic steps to find housing. But as NWPB's Lauren Patterson reports, most homes in the resort town are vacant much of the year.
The picturesque town of McCall in northern Idaho sits beside a lake surrounded by mountainous forests. Michelle Grenevelt, the Community and Economic Development Director for McCall, says the Northwest affordable housing crisis is becoming a huge problem for local workers.
People tend to get campers and, you know, are living in the national forest or the state forest or in RV parks, that sort of thing.
But 73% of homes in McCall actually sit vacant for most of the year, likely as short-term rentals or second homes, according to the American Community Survey. One of the locals living in a McCall RV park is Hannah Stewart. She says she's given up finding anywhere else to live.
Rentals are on the low end, $1,500 a month here, and that's often just for a room.
Now she's learning the ins and outs of what it takes to live in an RV amid freezing winter weather.
I had to insulate it, so you have to put like foam boards around the base of it to stop as much heat loss from the bottom and so your pipes don't freeze underneath.
The local hospital is also finding hiring difficult, with few options for would-be employer housing. Amber Green is the chief operating officer of St. Luke's Hospital in McCall. She says employment offers are declined on a weekly basis as people struggle to find homes in the resort town. An ultrasound tech position was open for nearly a year.
What happens is, if you come into our hospital and need an ultrasound, we have to either ambulance you down to another hospital or fly you, depending on how critical your condition is at the time.
The significantly higher costs of bringing in healthcare workers on short-term travel contracts is pushing up healthcare costs for the entire community, says Green. The hospital recently purchased a building to provide housing for employees. Officials at the Forest Service are also concerned about the lack of housing because they need places for seasonal employees to live during the summer and fall. The Payette National Forest Housing Committee was formed to help new employees find a place to live in town. The team is also working on a five-year plan to make sure the Forest Service can establish housing for new hires, like replacing old Forest Service barracks built in the 1950s. Community and Economic Development Director Grenevelt says the most recent step toward a solution for the housing crisis was to create a housing authority.
So they're able to dispose of properties and create developments in an easier way than a city can. They're also able to bond for housing projects.
Building more houses is one thing, but making sure they're affordable is another challenge. Grenevelt says the new local lodging option tax will be used to build more housing in the area.
So we're essentially taxing hotels and short-term rentals, and then we're able to turn around and use the revenues from that tax to go into our housing programs.
For NWPB, I'm Lauren Patterson.